WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us in our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Latinos are launching more new businesses, achieving higher levels of education, and reaching the corporate suite of Fortune 500 companies in greater numbers than they have ever. A new study, though, shows Latinos generally underestimate their own contributions in the United States. Joining us now is Claudia Romo Edelman, who is a special advisor to the We Are Human Foundation, to talk a little bit more about this. Claudia, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
We appreciate it. And thank you for joining us from Tokyo this morning. So for our listeners here, just a little bit of delay. That's why we appreciate you doing that. This research is surprising in a number of areas. Stepping back from it, what do you think is the most surprising from it?
The most surprising, and thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure actually to be connecting to you in Chicago one day before the election. What the Hispanic Sentiment Study found out that was the most surprising for me is that it's not that Hispanics are strong, because we know that. It's not that Hispanics are the new driver for the middle class of America, and that there's no way that as a company you can grow without touching base on the minorities, importantly Hispanics. The most important insight is that Hispanics don't know their own power. It is about the self-awareness of the Hispanic community of their own making of America. We don't know our numbers. We don't know that we belong. We are more than 18% of the population of the country, that we provide more, we create more jobs than any other group in America. And therefore, there's a self-restraint in the power of our voice. There's a self, if you want, there's a self lack of confidence on our vote. And then you can start understanding how it is not about like not knowing that our voice matters when it comes to voting. Is that overall we don't feel as powerful as we are in the society of America today.
And it's very interesting that we have this conversation, as you mentioned, the day before Election Day, because there are some interesting findings from the electoral part of this as well. 76% of Latinos looking for more political representation. Many don't think that they're as unified as you think they are, or you say they are, and as evidence shows that they are. How do we change that representation, or that belief? And what kind of sleeping giant are we talking about here?
Exactly. Those are the exact questions. The first one is to understand our own power, understand our own numbers, and be aware of that. The number two is that we have to act as a one community. That is really, really important. If you look at other communities in America that have gone through the same, the Italians started actually being very fragmented. The Asian community was like Chinese here, Japanese there. Hispanics behave as 26. And we have to actually start unifying as one instead of looking at our differences. I'm Cuban from Miami, different than Cuban from Chicago, if you want, or Mexican or Venezuela. We have to start looking at ourselves as that powerful Hispanic unified voice that will speak for each other, particularly on issues that are important for all of us, which is 78% of Hispanics, according to the Hispanic Sentiment Survey, say we should be unified in our voice, at least in migration and the way that we want politicians in the future to treat migrants. Overall, we feel underrepresented in politics. 24% of the population only feels that there's someone representing us in government. And 21% of the people that we surveyed said they have not registered because they don't feel that there's anyone out there that could be looking at us. Interestingly, on the positive side, 66% of all the Hispanics we surveyed said that their vote counts. And more than 68% said in their lifetime they expect to see a Hispanic leader, be a president or not. So that means that we're optimistic about being part of America. We know that America is the land of opportunity. We don't feel powerful. We don't feel respected, and we don't feel represented in government. And the hope that I have on overall this is that if we're not acting as one, only half percent of the population feel that we act as a community. We know we're not united. We know we're fragmented. And nevertheless, 90% of everyone that we surveyed felt as Hispanic, meaning identified as a Hispanic because we have the same values. We believe in family. We believe in, in hard work. We like our music. We love our food. And the gap between feeling Hispanic and then acting as a one community of Hispanics is not that big. So I hope that this election will be the first step in which we, this strong community, can start exercising its power and that we can start seeing it with a higher rate of voters.
Claudia, do you feel, does the community feel that it is particularly under siege nowadays? With who we have in the White House, it seems that the sentiment lately, all we hear is about caravan and attacks on migrants and immigrants, mm-hmm. Refugees. How important is that headwind coming from Washington for the community as you address some of the findings of this survey?
Again, the main thing here is that we don't feel as a community, we feel like fragmented pieces, but then secondly, that we don't feel strong, we don't know our strengths. And overall, that we don't feel unified in our voice, that means we don't know, we don't know that it's almost like you don't know that you can be singing from the same song sheet, and you don't know that you can bite because you don't even know that you can bark. So overall, the community feels that the most important item in which we have to have a common voice is migration. And the latest developments on migration and the caravans and everything that is happening, it is a direct attack to the Hispanic community, where we feel one way or another attached to it, because Hispanics are one, first, second, and third generation. This is not something that has been historically American. So we are migrant, and we have a stamp in our forehead. So overall, I think that this is going to ideally benefit the community to feel even more incentivized to come and speak up by voting. And voting with our heart will be important. But again, the migration is one of the issues that ideally has a motivational impact in the voice that we're going to take in the election.
How much blame does the mass media have for not reporting the accomplishments of the Latino community more? Is that to blame at all for the level of understanding that members of the community have about their successes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're tapping into the core issues one after the other. Look, when we did our survey, the Hispanic sentiment study, what we said is, like, did you know? And we present Hispanics with six surprising factors in a way that are not so surprising, which is the size of the economy, the fact that we're like 12% of the GDP of this country, that Latinos generate six times faster, more than any other group in America, jobs, small businesses, that, that we're less dropouts in education, the things that you and I probably would know as a fact. And when 77% of the people said, I didn't know, the immediate reaction was like, wow, I feel very proud of being Hispanic. And number two is, hell, we have to be better represented and we have to be better valued. And that is actually because only 1% of the content of the media talks about Hispanics the way that we are. The number three main associations that we have in perceptions are criminal waiters and pizza deliverers. And if you look at the numbers, it's job creators, hard workers, and deliverers are good. So overall, media plays an important role in representing the community the way it is, and that is going to be, but that is only a consequence of our own, it is one of the consequences of all our lack of self-awareness of our own power. So overall, I think that when you start looking at the numbers more clearly, and that's a job that all of us have to do, which is like, did you know? that 11 CEOs out of the Fortune 500 are Hispanic. Did you know that we create more jobs than any other group after the Great Recession in America? Did you know all of that? Then, ideally, the media perception and representation of Hispanics will change.
Some marching orders from you today. What would be a good first step for all of us, regardless of what community we're in, to try to make this better?
Go vote. Go vote. For Hispanics, is just take a mirror and look how beautiful we are, how powerful we are. Stop thinking of our differences. Start focusing on our power if we unite it. And go vote. Exercise your power by exercising your voice.
Claudia, we appreciate you being with us this morning, especially from Tokyo. And please come back and join us sometime.
Absolutely, with pleasure. Thank you so much. I admire your program.
Thank you. Claudia Romo Edelman, special advisor to the We Are Human Foundation. We'll link out to the findings of this survey, the foundation's Hispanic sentiment study, and more coming up in the podcast of our program a little bit later this morning at WGNRadio.com.